Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you.
Take it all out, take it all out.
Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Kiss, love, and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just spoil you.
Let me spoil you, baby.
I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just spoil you.
Let me spoil you, baby.
Take over the world, get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world, baby. It don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me, baby. Yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce, baby. No one coming in between, it's just you and me. We always a winning team, baby. Shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Pop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, and Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just spoil you.
Should've caught a six-piece to the chin, look. You can keep the calm or whatever. Great vibes, I gotta be calm or whatever. I keep a roll up of lint balls or whatever. Better keep it together or your melon, I'ma sever. It's time I pop the air mattress. Hit the game with a blitz like playing Madden. Swimming mile in the ocean of fornication. From the free like a mic jamming his face, look. Time's up, little bitch. No more free time, good luck, little bitch. Stepped up to the plate, you can feel the ground shake. Got your girl at attention from the way that I spit, yes, sir. I'm a king, nothing less. Beast on the beat, I'm a freak with the sex. I hit her a few times, but I never sent a text. You just send her the low when you know what comes next, love. Still beating on my chest like I'm King Kong. Send her off back to back like ping pong. My unreleased shit be a theme song. The whole crowd sing along when the mic's on. I'm dropping bombs on you bitches. Straight to the point like my name's Scottie Pippen. Quick off the pivot like Rose Boy, I'm vicious. Flow sicker than Mike with the flu boy, I'm different. Play your position. Here for the ring just to be more specific. Yeah. I'm here to fuck up the game and I play every quarter. You take a string as niggas just ride the bitch that's on rope. All I see is red. Lack on the target, I aim for the head. Back on my bullet, get it understood that I'm not letting up all that goofy shit dead. I'm stepping the ring if you playing, dawg. I'm up next, give a fuck what you saying, dawg. Mark my words and I mean it, nigga. Back on my bullshit this summer, y'all.
Hey, yo. It's your favorite host in the world with the Butter Toast Radio Realm. We are here on Monday Madness here on OG Radio. And I got a guest with me. Tonight in the building, I got KO Cash. What's the word, bro?
Yo, yo, yo. What's the word, man? I'm chilling. How are you feeling?
I'm good, man. You know, coming home from a long, hard-ass day at work. You know how that should be. Well, what's going on with you, man? Thank you for calling in on OG Radio, chopping it up with me. Normally, I have my co-host with me, but he's on work lockdown at the moment.
Yeah, ain't not much going on with me, man. I just release this new EP coming out called Ascension on November 11th, 2020. So, just doing basically a press run for that real quick.
Okay, okay. Definitely send me links to that so I could definitely promote that out here. Where can everybody find that?
Okay, so I'm going to release that on United Masters exclusively through United Masters 1111. So if anybody want to check that out, it's going to be unitedmasters.com/KOKAYO-CASH.
Gotcha, gotcha. So where you from here in Chicago, of course. I recently saw you take a picture with Nick Cannon. How did that happen?
Okay, yeah. So a couple of days ago, we was at this event together called the Feed Your City Challenge. We were on the south side of Chicago in the Pullman neighborhood at the Pullman Center. And we were basically feeding the neighborhood fruits and vegetables. They had meat out there. You know, of course, I'm vegan, so I wasn't really passing on meat. But we was giving people little gift bags and care packages and stuff like that. And then I seen him, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, hey, Nick, check it out. You feel me? He came over, we started chopping up for a bit. And then after that, I was like, man, might as well take a picture and show the people what it's like. And we took a picture, and that's how it happened.
That's what's up, shit. I ain't even know Nick Cannon be out here like that. That's what's up. But so on the music tip, what who and what inspired you to want to make music?
I think my earliest inspiration was what was going on in my life at the moment. I think I wrote my first song when I was like 7 years old, and I recorded my first song at 9.
Wow.
It was a lot about, I've been doing music for a long, long time. So it was a lot about what was going on in my life, and I needed an outlet. So I was using music as that outlet because one thing about music is it's like a good release. It's a good decompression tool. So a lot was happening in my life negatively. So I was using that to cope as a coping mechanism.
That's what's up, man. Been at this for a long ass time, so you know, some music is like the back of your hand, pretty much.
Yeah.
Where did you first perform?
My first performance, first ever performance, was probably at the Westin Hotel downtown. It was right next to what is it? Penn's Bowling Alley back in the day. It had to be, I think I was like around like 14 or something when I first performed my first song. It was a wonderful experience. So all the people that we were performing for were like rich, and they was, you know, they was just like egging us on or whatever. They was drunk and they was just having a good time listening to us rap. So it was pretty cool.
That's what's up, man. So you done seen it all from 7 to... Dude, I ain't gonna say your age now, but I know you up there now. So during the course of these years, you've seen music shift in so many different directions. Where do you feel like it's going nowadays?
Yeah, what it's looking like is going is everything's going to be virtual in a minute. From the way we consume music to the way we produce music to the way, you know, it's received. Like a couple of years ago when I released my first ever mixtape, because I just re-released a mixtape called Cash Face. I just released that in 2018, but you know, it's not a mixtape era anymore. I grew up on the mixtape era with Lil Wayne, and you know, Future had mixtapes, 2 Chainz, you know, they had mixtapes and they were steady pumping out mixtapes. Now it's like oversaturation of music because of how easy it is to put music online. So the way people receive music now is through streaming, whereas when I was younger or whatever and I wanted to receive my music, I had to go download a mixtape from a website called like Dat Piff or Live Mixtapes.
Exactly.
So, right. So now, you know, things are taking a really weird turn, but, you know, essentially you just got to get in where you fit in, especially with this COVID stuff. It's hard being an artist because it's not too many places or venues that's open for performances. And that's basically how people get the grit of their money when they performing, when they doing music. So now it's like who's ever got the best content online wins. So content is king at this point, and not music anymore. So I'm basically coping with it by coming out with the best content I could. You know, that's giving my fans a little bit more of me than, you know, just music, because music ain't gonna sell itself. You gotta sell it.
Right. That's the best. That's the best answer I've heard so far. That is about the content versus the music nowadays. Because people, a lot of artists out here put out bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And people buy it because mm-hmm. it's a nice beat and it's catchy. Me, you know, I'm from the old school. You know, like you. So I'm more into the storytelling behind it. It's not. A lot of that going on, so I still hang on to some of the old artists. But, you know, there's a few, you know, new artists out here. I don't really listen to mainstream like that no more since I've been doing radio. I've definitely been fucking with the underground a lot. So, again, thank you for coming on the show, and people like you and other artists like you, the underground, who's coming up making a name for themselves. Like, y'all music is, like, a lot of y'all still telling a story out here. And I listened to the track that you sent me, which I'll play in a little bit. What was the motivation to write that?
I want to say it was like good energy in the studio. Like in the studio, I was writing that song, and I normally don't write music in that studio. I write music outside the studio. I practice it, then get in the studio to lay it down. But like that song specifically. Right. I heard this nice beat or whatever. I was just like, man, I need to make something to that beat. And while I was in the studio, I was just writing what was going on around me. And then, you know, that's just how it came to be. It was a couple of people in the studio that I really, you know, messed with from a past life. And I don't normally have people in the studio with me, so that was a different type of experience for me. So
really?
I did have all that good energy around. Yeah, I'm usually a get straight to the point type of guy. So when I hit the studio, it's lay it down, get out. You know what I mean? Because I'm busy. So it's like I lay it down, I get out of there, and I go do something else. But this time it was like it was the first of the year. I wrote that song on January 1st. So while I'm in the studio, while everybody else is at parties and stuff, you feel me, for the first I was writing music. So
you're right. So you'd rather stick to writing before you even really hit the club thing, huh?
Like you said, I'm a little older in stature, so it's like I passed that clubbing part. If I ain't the man in the club, I don't want to be in the club.
Yeah, I feel that. I can't even tell you when the last time I went clubbing. I'm definitely too old for that shit. I think the last time I went, bro, I kid you not, I complained. I was like, man, I'm standing too long. Why the drinks cost so much? Why the music so loud? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm at that age now.
mm-hmm. Definitely.
But what I'm going to do for everybody that's listening, that's tuned in, for those who are tuned in, you can call in as well and give us a shout out, whatever. You can call in at 516-666-9826. But what I'm about to do right now is play your track summer over, and then we'll get right back to it. So without further ado, here we go, here on OG Radio.
Like you said, motherfucker was buying up toilet tissue
Like, what the fuck? My first thought was, damn, motherfuckers don't wipe their ass? Like, what the fuck is going on? But, you know, I'm glad, though, that during the course of this, everything opened up and you was able to get back to doing what you do best. And, like, if somebody was to ask you, who is KO Cash, what would you tell them? You know, like, who are you as an artist?
I tell them that I'm the rapper, singer, songwriter, dreamer. That's what I tell them. I tell them that I'm one of the most influential and most motivational people for the new wave of music that's coming out of Chicago. And I also tell them that I'm really positive outside of my music, because I might, you know, write some racy, catchy, dreaming, charismatic music, but outside of music, I'm just like real cool, calm, and collective. So,
right. I'm fucking with that, man. And how would you describe your music to somebody? Like, for me, that track there, you know, it's more like a calm, harmonizing type of track, you know what I'm saying? You could definitely vibe to smoke and ride with it. So, like, are you just, like, versatile where you can do any and everything?
Yeah, I'm a really versatile artist. Like I said, I make music based on how I feel. So one day I might feel great, you know what I'm saying? I might be in a good mood. I might be, you know, extremely positive. The next day I might just be super melodramatic, super sad and depressed, and I might make a song, you know, that's sad and depressing. So essentially, right. You feel me? I'm very versatile, but I'm also, you know, when it comes to my music, I write how I feel in that moment. So I might not feel the way that I'm writing anymore, but that song might still come out, and you might just get that vibe
in that moment. Okay, I like that. So do you freestyle?
Oh yeah, I definitely freestyle.
So I don't know if you know, but here on OG Radio, any artists that call in, especially mainly Fridays, but any artists that call in definitely has to spit a little freestyle. So before we get off air, just letting you know, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, spit a little something. And I don't, you know, I throw a little wrench in it, you know what I'm saying? So I give you a word that you rap on, but it don't be no any type of word. I throw some complex bullshit word out there, you know what I'm saying, see if you can use it in a freestyle.
Okay.
Like I gave somebody a bullshit word like satellite or some shit like that, but so far on the list, and I've been doing it a long time now, only 9 artists have been successful to do it. And we've had a lot of people on here. So hopefully you'll be number 10 tonight, just to let you know.
Okay.
And so also, since I'm definitely liking that track, and I definitely would love to hear more of your music, we dropped volume 1 of our mixtape from us. It's called All Dope Everything, Volume 1. It's pretty much a lot of, well, I'm going to say a lot of artists. We got 10 artists, your favorite tracks that we had throughout this year, and we put it on this one mixtape. So Volume 2 is me working on Volume 2 already, and I would definitely love to have one of your tracks on there.
That's cool. Definitely, I love you.
Yeah, man, I would definitely appreciate that. So, you know, when you ready to drop some new shit, let me know. And then, you know, we'll work out all the kinks and all that other stuff. And so you've been at this for a long time. What advice would you give to all the young cats that's coming up trying to or thinking that they can rap out of it?
Invest in yourself. Like, one of the worst things I could have possibly done early on in my career is not investing in myself, like trying to take the shortcut and trying to take the easy way out of every situation. When it comes to, you know, things like music or whatever, it's an investment because it'll create a return for you in the future, not right now, but in the future. So if I was to put in all the money that I've made over the last couple of years into music instead of for these things like cars and houses and things like that, then I probably would have got a big return by now. But I didn't, so I'm still, you know what I'm saying, working out the kinks as far as, you know, how I want to do my shows and who I'm going to call to be my backup dancers and all this extra stuff when I could have had an entire team by now based off of how much money I put in early in my career. So don't be afraid to invest in yourself, is my advice.
That's definitely a great advice. I didn't think about doing radio till literally around this time last year. And I've been told my entire life, because I'm going to be 30, I've been told my entire life that I had a radio voice. I'm like, nobody want to do no motherfucking radio. Like that shit ain't exciting. But not realizing, not thinking that when I listen to the radio, like these guys, they love what they do, they have fun. So how I got here, everybody knows me. I ain't gonna say I'm controversial, but I talk my shit on social media, right? I literally had just got done being blocked for 30 days, right? So I get back, I see Mark Zuckerberg doing a Facebook Live, right? So I'm listening to his bullshit. So I text, sent a message in the whole live feed, and I added him. Was like, "Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg, for always blocking people on petty ass dumb shit from like years ago." I kid you not. After I posted that, I want to say 10, 20 minutes later, I got blocked again. I got banned again for another 30 days. So I'm like, man, what the fuck can I do? Where can I go where I can talk my shit freely and not really get penalized for it? So podcast. Somebody was like, mentioned a whole podcast about it. So I was talking to my girl about it and shit. I ended up starting one. I started it on Anchor. That was going good for a while. And then my homie was posting about this show around like February. So I'm like, what's the OG radio? He told me and everything, and I got on, and now I could. It went from only Tuesdays and Friday shows to Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and like I can talk my shit freely without any being penalized and none of that. And then I've been able to meet artists like you. So like, I've met so many of y'all so far, and it's crazy how everybody knows everybody. You know what I'm saying? Through somebody. Like what? My BM knows you. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all went to school together, some shit she said. And it's like, that's crazy. But before that, I saw you through Bar University TV. So, you know, like little shit that I'm finding out here out in Chicago locally. Like, I'm finding all these artists and great people and shit. And it's like, damn, this is crazy. I should have been doing radio. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I definitely see you on, you know, investing yourself in everything. If I would have done this years ago, like I don't know where the hell I'd be, but so far it's great. I love it, and to hear music like yours is just that track puts you in like a positive mood. You know what I'm saying? Even though everybody loves the summer, I don't really like the summer. It's too fucking hot. But, like, it puts you, you know, some artists have that certain song that they put out that gets you in that good feeling mood. And that's one of those tracks that definitely gets you in a good feeling.
Appreciate that.
No problem, man. You you got any music videos out there?
Yeah, I got 5 music videos out right now. If you go to YouTube.com and you search K-O Cash, K-A-Y-O, space CASH, all my music videos pop up on the front page.
Definitely gonna be fucking with it. I'm gonna definitely subscribe right after the show. But what I'm gonna do real quick, I'm gonna play a couple tracks from artists that we have on here on OD Radio, and then we'll get back to it. So everybody that's tuning in and listening, this is my boy SS Sheen with 10%.
On me, girl, I wanna love you closely. I don't want nobody on you. If that body ain't you.
You got all your friends talking shit, but they was trying to fuck. All 7 of them bitches mad cause they was out of luck. Loyalty is everything, and baby, we don't got no trust. I was thinking wedding ring, you was thinking Bentley Chuck. If I knew your intentions, we wouldn't have been intention. We would've just fucking called it a night that we wouldn't mention. Got your parents thinking I'm a dog. When you the one that do me dirty, don't answer my calls. When it came to you, I dropped everything. It hurts, but I'm moving on to some better things. Find a real one who's gonna give me great sex. checks, give me great neck. A girl who bought a dollar and she thinking straight checks. I'm over here with a front net, fuck all these hoes, I done that. I'm done that shit, I don't want that shit. But it's fuck you, bitch, why I trust you, bitch? You gon' bleed so hard, cause I'ma cut you, bitch, yeah. All this shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. All this shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. You think I need you, girl, and I want you to see. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be. Yeah. I know this shit gon' hurt me, but I gotta let you go. If I see you with somebody, I might lose it, but I know that you not 100, yeah. I just don't want it, I'm one in a million. You just the dumbest, you gon' miss me, alright. I beat the pussy so right, and girl, just give it some time. You gon' be crying at night, and don't be calling my phone, cause I be pressing decline. And don't you come to my home, cause no, you can't stay at night. Hope that you miss me, you know what I'm gone. You could've been with me, you could've been on. You the reason I'm drinking and writing these songs. You breaking your own heart, you know that you're wrong. Oh. Diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be, yeah.
Oh yeah. Alright, you all, man, you know I like this one. You know I like this. Oh, I know y'all know I like this, so y'all gonna like this too. Alright, let's get it.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Yo. Let's get it. Ah. Racing through the city, Tony Hawk, yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming nonstop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation. I hit the ground hard, stumble, scarred up, then got back up. I know this life, but can't pass up my moment cause of bad blood. Wait, something's not adding up. Said you was working? I don't see how. Using them flows that you know from radio, boy, change up the sound. Now that I got your attention, I should just mention this man on a mission, but not for these mentions. I'm trying to make mentors cold like Mentos. Been 10 toes down, froze like ABO. Meaning I'm going crazy, but still getting smarter every day. How can you be? It's a quantum conundrum. I feel what I think, and the ship just came. Changing the gravity, maybe reality. Like I seen stones that's throwing up forks, but that be actually how it be happening. Get the rocky, just snap. Crackle, pop, they rice, crisp. Be sweet how you get on beats and do the same thing. You scared to bring change. I got the quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies for your membrane. Since it's about a dollar, it ain't about the knowledge, but I'm bringing both. I need a double, double. Switch up the approach for each opponent. To each his own, but I'm needing more. Kicking the door of a foe, we at war. Or you can sit back and hit a boy, there's no other choice. Yeah, I'm racing through the city, Tony Hawk, yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming nonstop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation. Racing through the city, Tony Hawk, yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming nonstop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation.
Oh yeah.
You cannot drip out drip, you cannot walk out walk. You cannot drip out drip, you cannot walk out walk. Pocket will pull off the lint, they have no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. Yeah. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forgive you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the bros now. Don't say the sky's a limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for
days, how you coming with me? Hey. I remember the day I was broke, had to get front of the zone, posted in front of the store. The money was coming in slow, my girl was ready to go, the bags were packed at the dope. She told me love don't live anymore, that little rap shit you do is a joke. I ate Doritos and noodles for dinner, was cold every winter, my stove was a heater, my bed was a blanket, my patience is running a little thinner. Got up and decided to be a winner, so the blood that I want a whole plate, gave it to me for the wholesale. Got it all off in 4 days, now 8 coming through the post mail. I put the drip in the vision, right away you see the difference. Your nigga about his business and all my niggas on a mission. Getting money while the crowd of haters getting thicker. I don't give a fuck about me.
Nah.
Forgot about him, won't forgive me.
Never.
Nah.
You cannot drip how I drip. You cannot walk how I walk. Pocket will full off the lane. They have no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. Yeah. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forget you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the pros now. Don't say the sky's the limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me? Weeks and orders, moving house to house. Till we figured out, we hotel it out. Dirty tail, wearing the same shoes with mismatched socks. We deserve a shot, coming up, nah, we ain't have a lot. Way before Nick, we were wildin' out. Thought he was my homie, he didn't cross me out. Thought she was my bitch, the business changed a lot. Hey, could afford Jordans, could afford a bypass. Same water with a peanut butter jelly. From that day I knew I had to get rich. Lights off, I hope the candle stays lit. Fell asleep, hungry, woke up, hungry. Days like this, I cannot forget. Gotta appreciate the good times. Let a couple tears pop that. 101, a whole cool rap.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you ain't come from my side. Bang, bang, don't be lacking no time. Phone off, use the neighbor's Wi-Fi. They ain't trip, cause they ain't even know about it. Free jazz, he be out in no time. You cannot drip how I drip. You cannot walk how I walk. Pocket will full off the lint. They have no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forgive you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the pros now. Don't say the sky's the limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me?
It's your boy Radio Real. We back on OG Radio on Madness Music Monday with my boy KO Cash in the building.
Yes, sir.
So I gotta ask, have you ever had an embarrassing moment while performing?
Oh yeah, I definitely had an embarrassing moment one time. I used to perform for this little park district or whatever. When I got on stage, this one time at this little outing we went to, I forgot the entirety of the song that I was performing, so I started freestyling. Now, it wasn't a bad freestyle. It just wasn't the song that I was performing. So it was just like,
right.
I was looking at my homie in his face while I'm rapping it, you know, and everybody thought it was cool, but he just knew that it wasn't the song, so he laughing on the inside to me. And after I got off stage, he clowned me for like a whole 2 years straight after that. It was so embarrassing.
Damn, I've heard some stories, but damn. most of the stories I heard was similar. Like, is it the DJ who fucks it up?
Sometimes, you know, it all depends on how long it's been that you haven't performed, the DJ, the quality of the mic, you know, it's a bunch of different factors that would otherwise, you feel me, throw off the setting of the stage. But majority of the time, it's the music. You know, sometimes the music quality ain't coming, you know, too good from the sound man's end. And if you got like a crappy DJ or the sound man ain't, you know, his quality, his speakers ain't too right, then it's going to throw off your concentration for your song. So you might just go ahead and get up and
right. Okay. Have you ever performed and forgot your lyrics?
Yeah, I perform. You know, sometimes I'll be performing and forget my lyrics all the time. It's just because I be writing so much. Like, If I don't rehearse my songs before I get on stage, I might just forget them because I like a lot of songs. So.
How do you recover from, like, if you're on stage and you end up forgetting the lyric?
The best thing to do is, the performance tracks, majority of the times I do take the verses out, but lately I've been leaving them in because it's like sometimes you can't anticipate how good the quality of the mic that you're performing with is going to be before you get on stage.
Right.
The majority of the times I'll be performing is open mics. It's not like concerts because of COVID. So they don't do sound checks. You know what I mean? So somebody that performed before you might have better sound quality than you only because their track is louder on the vocal end versus yours. Your vocals might be too low. It all depends on the sound, man, like I said at the end of the day. So it's up to you to basically, you feel me, enunciate the song, the words as best as you can on top of the words that's already there in your track. And if you can't do that effectively, it's going to show in the videos and stuff that people are going to be taking at you.
I got you, got you, got you. Are there any artists that you 100% looked up to?
I'm gonna have to go with Drake. I think Drake is one of the most versatile artists of all time, actually. So I definitely draw a lot of my inspiration from music from Drake. But not just Drake, like the songwriter, because the majority of songs he don't write, he has songwriters that write for him. But the style of music, styles of music that he do, because he go everywhere from pop to rap to R&B. You know what I mean? To reggaeton, like he do a lot of stuff. So it's like I'll be drawing inspiration from that end. Kid Cudi was one of my biggest musical influences in the 2000s. So he basically pushed me to his music pushed me to create more in depth music because the majority of my music when I was younger was about the same stuff. So he taught me how to reach out and reach within myself and basically pull out, you know, deep, dark secrets that I can put on a track that everybody can receive through sound, through music, so.
Right. It's crazy that you say Kid Cudi. I don't think I've ever heard nobody say Kid Cudi, but, like, the reason you just gave was, like, that's definitely a great reason because a lot of artists do put out the same shit, you know, every time. That's why, like, in my opinion, it's hard for female rappers because they do, like, if you, you know, end up making it to the mainstream, they pretty much, you know, sex sells. It was like, you talk about the same shit 24/7, and it kind of gets played out, in my opinion. Like, okay, how many times can you talk about your ass and titties and shit? Like, I want to hit some bars. I don't want to keep hearing about sex. Like, change the shit up.
Right.
Well, I do appreciate the independent scene who definitely be bringing the bars versus all that sex shit. I don't know how many times I done heard somebody about some deep throat. Like, how many times you gonna say and talk about deep throat this shit?
Okay. I don't know.
Where do you see yourself in the next about 3 to 5 years as an artist?
I see myself winning my first Grammy, honestly. I've been putting in a lot of work or whatever this year on the underground scene, but on my next EP that's coming out, Ascension, November 11th, I got a couple big features on that joint, and I'm also taking a different route when it comes to promotion, so I'm definitely going to get a couple 100,000 views within the first couple of months upon the release of the EP, so after the EP can release or whatever and the money start coming in from the EP, I'm going to funnel that right back into music or whatever and then start dropping tapes because, you know, it might pick up or whatever on, on the streaming website, but I also need, you know, my underground, my backpack fans to carry the torch when it comes to, you know, the word of KO Cash. I need people to, like, really, like, come to the shows and stuff once the shows start opening back up after COVID.
Right. I'm definitely digging that, bro. I'm definitely a huge fan now, so I definitely want to hear a lot more content. as you say, content over the music. So I'm definitely gonna be in tune. So don't feel no way from me bugging the hell out of you. I'm like, hey yo, send me a track. I got like my handful of like favorites here and there that I always play first or like the last to end the show. The four nights that I am on the radio. So you're definitely in the lineup now of fans' favorites that I will definitely always play to get recognized. A lot of people don't know this, but our show, we don't just have listeners in Chicago. We have listeners from around the world. I'm always checking our analytics and shit. And, yeah, we got a lot of listeners from overseas, all around the world that listen in. So, like, don't just think it's just here in the U.S. We definitely got people overseas that listen and shit. without further ado, if you ready to freestyle, you know what I'm saying, I'll throw out a little word for you, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw a calculator out there at you.
Okay. I be running these streets and I gotta get this paper. I wonder if this girl hate me now or later. Every time I walk outside, I see a hater, but he can't count up. I guess he need a calculator.
Right, nail tech. Start throwing some fucking words out there.
I've been getting money so my hands hurt. Everybody know I'm about my bread. You can call me Fred Durst. Everybody know I like that money, so it's bread first. She said her head hurt, so I guess you need a nail tech for the head work. The hand work. I go crazy. Every time I look outside, it's like Rihanna's Navy. I think I got the most money in the world. You can call me Rihanna's baby. It's a lot of people that like to clown me, but I guess they want to down me. They can't get around me. They can't get from around me because I'm frowning. Like, throw another word.
Okay.
Out. Throw another word out.
Laptop.
It's a lot of money in the air, so I guess you can call that. The weirdest thing that I ever seen was an upside down thumbtack. I don't really know what I'm going with that, but all I can say is you can't get with me until I play this on my laptop. Your girl is my favorite backdrop. Every time I pop up, she like to back talk. I'm like, what are you doing? Shut up, please. I got to get it back pop then on my laptop.
Yo, damn. You know what? You are the 10th. Like I said, we had 9. You're the 10th artist. And you was, so you, and I had Rock Smooth on last week. You and Rock Smooth both equally can just do whatever, with whatever word that y'all get. And it's just like, it's smooth as fuck. So, we are approaching our 100th show pretty soon. I'm not 100% sure what I want to do yet, but I'm thinking like a cypher, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get with my producer, my other co-host. I'm definitely get you in tune so you can call back in for our 100th show. I'm thinking a cypher is so far is going to be you, Rock Smooth, and Kenny P right now. Y'all three have got on the show and killed it so far with bullshit words not thrown out there.
For sure.
I don't rap. I'm not a rapper, but every so often I spit a few bars. I ain't gonna spit none tonight.
Come on.
Not tonight. But I may go ahead and spit some on the 100th show because anytime we do something special, I go ahead and throw a little bars out there and shit. But if I could go back and find the show that I was spitting I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send you that link. So I gotta go back and try to find that show where I was spitting. And you'd be like, okay, you know. But by no means am I a rapper. I just got bars here and there. That's all.
True.
I leave that to y'all. You know, I just sit here and host. That's all I do. But anything you want to say to all the listeners out there right now?
I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. All my supporters, all my family, all my friends, everybody from around the world. If y'all want to follow me on any social network, it's KOCASH, KAYOCASH, everything all together, everything lowercase. You can't miss it. I got an EP dropping, 11-11, that's November 11th, 2020. It got Lil B the Bass God, NASCAR Money, and Chase is Hunter from Chicago. So y'all definitely going to want to look out for that. Ascension, 11-11, let's get it.
Definitely going to be tuned in. A lot of people don't know that Lil B really got bars. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, yeah, he definitely got bars, especially on that track he on.
So I'm going to definitely be in tune. I'm going to definitely be pushing the hell out of that on behalf of OG Radio. So, yeah, y'all, follow KO Cash, man. Chicago's finest out here. He's been doing this shit since 7. He dope. Doper than Bow Wow when he came out at 7 or whatever the fuck age he came out. So I can see you going way further than what he did.
Sure.
Thank you for calling, bro. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I'm going to definitely keep you in tune with what we got going on for our 100th show. I don't really know what we're going to do yet, but I'm thinking a cypher. I'm going to make it a two-hour special. And like I say, so far, you, Kenny P, Rock Smooth, y'all definitely have to come back and call, and we're going to get this cypher and shit set up. When this whole pandemic bullshit is over, you know, I want to definitely start doing shit live, you know, face-to-face and shit. Not like I don't trust nobody like that, but, you know, I don't want to be, you know. But, yeah, thank you for calling in, bro. We'll definitely stay in tune. I'm definitely a fucking fan now. And follow the as always, thank y'all. I appreciate everybody. The announcements I have, again, check out OG Radio's first mixtape. ADE, OGE, All Dope, Everything, Volume 1. You can catch that on Dat Piff. My beloved co-host, Genesis, who's on with me on Thursdays for Poetry Night, she released her first book ever. It's a poetry book. It is called, what the fuck is it called? I just had it and I lost it. It's called Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. You can find that on thebookpatch.com. You can find her book there. I have another artist coming in tomorrow. His name is, I believe it's Shy, the songwriter. He'll be on here. Tune in tomorrow from 10 to 11. Thursday's Poetry with Me and Genesis. Tune in from 9 to 10:30. Friday, we have another artist. Sorry, I forgot her name, but she's a female artist. I will give y'all her name tomorrow. My bad for forgetting. I can't remember anything. But that's all the announcement I got for OG Radio. Follow your boy Radio Rail at, on Instagram, Radio Rail 21, or my personal page, Hail Rail 1290. Follow me on Facebook at Terrell Radio Rail Redmond, if you ain't already. I'm not going to lie, if you add me on Facebook, I'm not going to lie, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Unless I kind of see that you're an artist or something, and you add me as a friend, it's probably going to sit there and ping. I'm not going to lie. I have 164 pending friend requests because I don't be knowing people like that, and I don't be adding. So I don't even know why I'd be telling you to add me on Facebook, but... But if you do add me, and if I see or think you legit, I'll add you. But that's it for me. I'm going to play us out to Chicago's very own public announcement. we've done a lot of work with Public Announcer in the past, and they've blessed us with a track that I don't even think anybody else got. But it's called Body Bumping Remix with Boosie. Again, KO Cash, bro, I appreciate you calling in, man. You have you a good night, bro.
For sure. You too, bro.
All right, man. Without further ado, y'all, good night, everybody. Love, peace, as always. It's your favorite host with the buttered toast, Radio Rail, and we out.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. With a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some ply. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body, every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body, work body your body,
body bumping.
And I'ma work your body, work your body, work
body
your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
Time with you, Mr. Lovely. My name is Felony, and I'm a stand up guy. Tell me what you want in your life. Respectfully, I will oblige. I'll make time for you, with you. At my side, ain't nobody, anybody, just your body. It's the body I want on my body. I gotta have it to love. I can tell that your love will be some freaking love.
Let me come and love on you, baby.
Body bumping, cry. I'ma look in your eyes. I'ma pick up them thighs. Take my time with you.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Come and work my body.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Come and work my body. Come and work my body.
And I'ma work your body.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Come and work my body.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Come and work my body. Come and work my body.
And I'ma work your
body. Hey girl, I'd rather spend my night with you.
Yeah.
Infatuated with our loving, and she like me too. Good days, hood ways, spend some time with you.
Yeah.
12 play all day, bump and grind with you. I make the bed rock. I'm a king, do your thing, taste.